and Secretary for her remarks.
Thank you, Mr. President, Excellencies, Member States and Observers. With the due permission from Honorable Head of the Delegates, I am responding the concerns that have been raised by Member States on gender equality, women's empowerment, child protection, disaggregated data on people living with disability, rights of marginalized people, including LGBTI. The recently promulgated new constitution of Nepal has envisioned the fundamental values of human rights, gender equality, and women's empowerment. It has embodied the notion of substantive equality and non-discrimination as a fundamental rights of citizen. In line with the proportionate inclusive policy, affirmative actions have been introduced to ensure women's participation in law in all levels of state mechanism. It has also established women's equal right to property and all economic resources. There are sustained efforts to introduce laws and review and amend prevailing to strengthen gender equality for all the people, regardless of their age, caste, sex, race, ethnicity, cultural or religious background, sexual orientation, health status, and people living with disabilities. Recently, Parliament has endorsed the Workplace Sexual Harassment Act and Witchcraft Allegation Act, and also amended 32 acts having gender discriminatory provisions. A draft bill to criminalize all kind of traditional harmful social practices, including dowry, child marriage, discrimination and exclusion is in offing. Nepal has made significant progress in the realization of women's and girls' human rights and for the promotion of gender equality and women's empowerment. National Women Machineries, with its outreach all over the country, National Women Commission upgraded as a constitutional body, women representation as a head of the state, head of the parliament, and second position in the judiciary. Similarly, participation of women in civil service and other government sectors, as well as security sectors, have been increased significantly. In public service, participation of women is 17%, which was just 2.1% in the year 2001. This happened because of the introduction of affirmative actions and reservation systems. Government of Nepal is committed to effectively implementation of the gender responsive affirmative policy for further furthering women's equal access to and full participation in power and decision making level. Similarly, women has gained access and ownership to the land and house. Gender parity has been achieved in primary and secondary level. In the last year secondary level examination, girls student outnumber the boys student. Gender responsive budgeting has been initiated in national budgeting. Around 22% of total budget is now allocated as a direct gender responsive budget, which is noted as the progress in the region. Regarding to the gender-based violence, the recently amended Domestic Violence Act has specifically spelled out the definition of physical, economic, and mental violence. Government has established various funds like Gender-Based Violence Elevation Fund, Rehabilitation Fund, and various service centers for providing prompt services to the victims and survivors of gender-based violence, human trafficking, for the immediate rescue, medical care, legal aid, psychosocial support, rehabilitation, and reintegration. Similarly, 35 days statute of limitations has been extended to 90 days. In case of minor rape victims, the statute of limitation is commenced after she attains the age of 16 years. Regarding the child right and child protection, a draft bill on Children Act has been has various provision to end all forms of violence against children, including child labor, child marriage, corporal punishment, child trafficking, child sexual abuse and exploitation. Right after the devastating earthquake on 25th April, government has taken important policy decision for controlling human trafficking, gender-based violence. Coordination mechanism has been set up in all mechanism and various checkpoints, women-friendly spaces, child-friendly spaces have been established and vigilance has increased, which sharply decreased the gender-based violence and trafficking cases than it was expected before.